Save big this holiday season. All in the Kroger app.
Buy two, get three free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Then get a flavorful Kroger spiral sliced ham for 89 cents a pound with an additional $25 purchase. Limit two, all with your card.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
Oddity News. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the latest edition of the Oddity News here on the Oddity News Network, Chairshot Radio Network, also known as thechairshot.com. My name is Dave Wirtz. I am going to be your deep baritoned host. And with me, as always, is a man that needs no introduction, but he will be musically challenged, or challenging you. Give it up for Karaoke, everyone.
Hi,
also known as PC Tunney.
Hi, everybody. I'm the soprano on the show.
Yeah, that's what happens when you go to three different jobs the night before. Now I'm just forever like this now. I sound ridiculous, but you know what? It's oddly enticing. People like it.
It's an oddity, if you will.
Oh, you are too funny, PC.
You kicking it off today?
Here on the Oddity, we like to... Oh, sorry.
Well, yeah, no, you're good. Go ahead. You're going to kick it off?
Yeah. I had my eyes closed when I did the inhale, so that I missed you actually talking. Well, here on the Oddity, we do like to cover the news of yesterday, then basically this past week, but we do it from the back page of the newspaper. And let's start this off with something no different. A pregnant woman cited for street camping while in labor. This comes from LPM.org. The head of Louisiana Metro Police Department's downtown area patrol approached a pregnant woman standing beside a bare mattress beneath an overpass in downtown Louisville at 9 a.m. on a rainy day in late September. Body camera footage obtained by the Kentucky Public Radio shows that as Lieutenant Caleb Stewart walked closer, the woman yelled, I might be going into labor. Is that okay? Her water had broken, she said, and said, I'm leaking out. She grabbed a blanket and a few personal effects as bright orange city dump truck pulled up to remove the makeshift bed. The woman had no phone. She said her husband went to call an ambulance, so Stewart called one for her. But as she walked toward the street to wait for help, Stewart yelled at her to stop. He then began to shout, you are being detained. You're being detained because you're unlawfully camping. Stewart was enforcing a new state law that bans street camping. Essentially, a person may not sleep, intend to sleep, or set up camp on undesignated public property like sidewalks or underneath overpasses. He had issued the majority of the citations for unlawful camping in Louisville. Kentucky Public Radio obtained the body camera footage of the citation through an open records request. The woman declined to speak with KPR through her public defender and asked that we not use her name, but said that she supports sharing the footage. As she stood a little ways into the street, however, waiting for the ambulance, Stewart shouted at her repeatedly to stand next to him. She replied with, "You don't have to holler and you don't have to push me. I haven't done anything to you." Stewart then walked back to his car to write a citation as city workers finished loading the mattress into the garbage truck. Once in the police vehicle, Stewart narrated to himself as body camera recorded the comments. Yes, it's absolutely ridiculous. And as far as I know, they have not thrown out the case. But a woman walking down the road has her water break and just sits down. So she's not even like a vagrant or anything. PC, have you ever gone into labor on the side of the road? It happens all the time.
I'm a man, so no. I'm pretty sure only women can go into labor.
Don't tell me how to live my life.
I wonder if she had had the baby. Would the baby have been cited as well?
Ooh, that's two for the price of one?
Yeah.
Really fill up that quota of the citation? Oh.
Well, I think that's a bunch of chicken shit. And this is my horrible transfer into the chicken world.
Wow, I just realized what you were doing. Ew.
KFC is turning their iconic chicken bucket lid into a playable vinyl record. KFC is giving away vinyl records as a way to drum up business throughout the holiday season. This story comes from MSN.com, by the way. What is on KFC's vinyl record? Well, coming in 2024, vinyl record sales had been on an upswing, even overtaking CDs for most sales at one point. Recent trends show the two might be nearly neck and neck once again. But that hasn't stopped KFC from using vinyl records to get people excited about its buckets of chicken. In a social media-based promotion unveiled this week, the fried chicken chain announced it's giving away bucket toppers that double as playable vinyl records. Each record contains a collection of Kentucky Fried carols, including Jingle Bells, We Wish You a Merry Christmas, and Deck the Halls. So, no heavy music, which was to be expected. You didn't think they'd be doing out greasy records with King Diamond's No Presents for Christmas on it, did you? We transferred our iconic bucket to make the lid a playable record, KFC said in an Instagram post. Set the holiday mood with finger-licking good food and music all at once. According to KFC, the record is actually printed on paper lids like the ones you'd find on its buckets of chicken. The lids were then covered in a vinyl coating and etched to create a playable record. The bucket top records are extremely rare. For now, there are just 10 of them up for grabs as a part of a contest on the KFC Canada Instagram account. While the contest is only open to Canadian residents at this time, there is nothing saying this will never be available for KFC fans in the U.S. The chain's restaurants in the States are currently in the middle of a KFC teddy bear promotion with Build-A-Bear. Hopefully we'll get a crack at the chain bucket records after that one is wrapped. This is far from the first time a fast food restaurant has turned to records to create interest in its brand. In 1988, McDonald's famously printed 80 million flexi discs that customers could play for a chance to win $1 million. I actually had one of those when I was a kid.
I've definitely seen those before.
Yeah, I wish I still had it. I think, and then like the most famous song would have to be, you know, two all beef patties, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions on a sesame seed bun. So
you deserve a break today at McDonald's.
At McDonald's. Hey, McRib is here. You hear the holiday McRib? No.
No.
The McFart.
No, and McRibs are not my thing, man. They're not the same. And now it's just like extra saucy and gross.
Yeah.
Speaking of saucy and gross, health experts, this does come from screenshotmedia.com. Health experts have urged male college students to stay away from honey packets to enhance sexual performance. Colleges and universities tend to be places where young people can explore their sexuality and try out new things, ideally in a safe and consensual environment. However, they also often happen to be the places where a number of different faux pas go down. And in the case of a recent viral trend sweeping U.S. college campuses, some of these mishaps can be even dangerous. According to the New York Post, male students in the U.S. are consuming honey packets that have been labeled and marketed as sexual enhancers. However, given the product's list of natural ingredients, some health professionals are warning students to stay away from this new trend, specifically the FDA. They have issued several warnings about multiple honey packet brands, citing hidden drug ingredients in the product and urging consumers to be careful about what they are ingesting, as reported by USA Today. This caution is especially prevalent if any students then plan to mix the packet with alcohol, a common theme seen in popular TikTok videos promoting the sexual stimulant. Investigations by the FDA have proved that the formula of these honey packets contains a number of nefarious pharmaceutical drugs. For example, drugs such as sildenafil can cause dangerous side effects, including sudden blood pressure spikes, chest pain, vision changes, and even heart attacks. The conversation regarding the honey packets really took off after one TikTok video involving students from Arizona State University went viral. The clip, which was posted late November, is currently sitting at 500,000 views, just short of it. Featured an interviewer asking male students what is one thing that you would send a BYU student into a coma that we would do here at ASU. Wow. For context, Brigham Young is a private religious college. The first male responded promptly replied, probably taking honey packets, while another male student revealed that he'd once taken 4 honey packets in one night. While sexual enhancers can be safe, they're typically only used by older men who struggle with erectile dysfunction. Therefore, some of these are speculating that young students are taking these honey packets and engaging in a trend more so due to sexual pressure or anxiety. I mean, the honey packets, PC, honey packets and sex, it's all a buzz.
It's all a bunch of beeswax, Dave.
Yeah, stop doing it. I hope that penetrates your mind.
Well, why don't we stay on the subject and talk about Hornets? The NBA's the NBA's Hornets apologize after giving a child a PS5 before taking it back. Off camera, this story comes from The Guardian. The Charlotte Hornets have apologized for an in-game skit gone wrong where a young fan was promised a PlayStation 5 only to have it taken away off camera. The incident unfolded during the second quarter of Monday's game against the Philadelphia 76ers when Hugo, the team's mascot dressed as Santa Claus, brought a 13-year-old fan onto the court. After a letter to Santa requesting a PS5 was read aloud, a cheerleader presented the console, prompting cheers from the crowd and visible excitement from the boy. I wonder if he thought he was getting the cheerleader, not the PS5. Anyway, I'll read on. But the joy quickly evaporated when a Hornets staff member took the console back after the cameras stopped rolling and handed the boy a jersey instead, according to witnesses and a viral social media post. The confusion was said to leave the boy, his family, and even performers stunned. Alexi Phillips, the boy's uncle and a season ticket holder, told Queen City News that the family had been approached by staff to participate in the skit earlier in the game. While Phillips was quietly informed moments before the skit that the boy would not be keeping the PS5, this crucial detail was not shared with his nephew. Everyone thought he was keeping it, cheerleaders, dancers, everyone, Phillips said. When they took it away, people assumed it was a joke. Then they realized it wasn't. The incident sparked outrage on social media after a bystander's post about the skit garnered over 3.4 million views by Tuesday night. Fans criticized the Hornets for what many called a misleading and Grinch-like gesture. The Hornets issued a public apology on Tuesday, acknowledging their error. During last night's game, there was an on-court skit that missed the mark, the team said in a statement. The skit included bad decision-making and poor communication. Simply put, we turned the ball over and we apologize. The team promised to make amends by giving the boy the PS5 he was promised, along with a VIP experience at a future game. Phillips said the Hornets have since reached out to him and his nephew, expressing regret for the mishap. There are no hard feelings, he said, but this could have been avoided if they'd just given him the jersey on the court in the first place. He would have been thrilled. The Hornets lost 121-108 to the Sixers in Monday's game, dropping to 7-19 on the season. I think you can get a PS5 for $375 now. You're a fucking professional sporting franchise, one of the four major sporting franchises in America. If you can't handle buying a PS5 and giving it away, like the uncle said, just give them the jersey. Don't make the fucking skit about it. Right, Dave?
Yeah. I think a lot of people saw this story. It probably is one of the most ridiculous things that I've ever seen. And you're even more so shocked that this is happening and Michael Jordan wasn't the owner, because that sounds like some type of bullshit that he would have pulled back when he was running the team.
Yeah, that's very possible. Well, before we continue to dive into the odd and wonderful news that we do here on The Oddity, make sure you head on over to ProWrestlingTees.com/TheChairShot. Pick yourself up a Chair Shot t-shirt. It might be too late to get one here before Christmas time to be a gift giver, but it always makes a great gift any time of the season. Get one for yourself and for a friend. That's ProWrestlingTees.com/TheChairShot. We'll be right back with more fun, wacky, crazy, and odd news right here. The Oddity Chair Shot Radio Network.
Why should you visit TheChairShot.com? TheChairShot.com is your home for hard-hitting reviews, news, opinion, and analysis with attitude. Why? Because you're smarter than the average fan. TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
Welcome back. And, Tony, you did mention about diving right in, and I think diving is essentially what we should do. Independent.co.uk has come out with concert goers are choosing to stay put and not waste time on bathroom breaks with the help of Liquid Death's new product, the Pit Diaper. Earlier this month, the popular beverage brand partnered with Depend, the adult incontinence product company, to launch their $75 faux leather diaper designed especially for mosh pit frequenters. The diaper was sold out within 24 hours of its release. And with that, if you've been to a concert, you know the scariest place isn't the mosh pit, it's the bathroom. Now you can avoid having to brave that hellscape with the new Pit Diaper powered by Depend. The website description states, the Pit Diaper is an innovative new solution to help fans like you stay in the safety of the pit and still enjoy all the great tasting Liquid Death you love. The low-rise undergarment is adorned with a hanging metal chain, side spikes, a metal clip for keys, and made with an adjustable waistband. Each diaper is also sold with 52 Depend guards for men to stick on the inside. Martin Knight Jones, vice president at Depend's parent company, Kimberly Clark, told Adweek about the diapers. The idea is rooted in a strong insight and cultural phenomenon that we've recently seen with concert goers, especially Swifties, choosing to wear Depend so they don't have to miss any part of the concert. Liquid Death's newest offering comes after an unfortunate accident took place at a Sabrina Carpenter concert in November. Content creator Allison Suarez Miranda posted a video on TikTok exposing a girl for allegedly peeing in the pit at the concert of the Juno singer in San Francisco inside the Chase Center. Video, which now boasts over 2.2 million views, starts with a clip of Carpenter during her performance of Slim Pickens. Imagine you are just patiently waiting for a sweet baby angel, Sabrina. That's hilarious right there. To come out for on stage when all of a sudden, the caption reads, before switching to a photo of a massive stain on the black floor. A random girl squats down, takes off her underwear, and pees all over the floor, Allison claimed. At least the crowd had a food sense of humor about it after it was cleaned up. Following footage then shows pictures of the crowd holding up notes on their phone that read, "I got peed on in the pit to see Sabrina." The company does plan on selling more. We just don't know when. So, you know, Tony, if you're ever at like a Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young concert and you don't want to go to the bathroom, you know, feel free. Get yourself a pit diaper.
Mosh pits where the shit hits the fans?
Shit hits the floor, really.
I mean, what if you're moshing with someone with a full diaper? I mean, I'm feeling like that's it's going to squirt outside.
Have you seen this thing?
It looks very bondage.
It is like battle gear.
Yeah. I seen it.
I would buy one just as like a joke, right? Yeah. But it's $75. Like, I'm certainly not paying that for that.
Well, let's talk about someone who is in the age range of possibly needing some of those normal adult depends. Mamma Mia, Gran wakes up with Italian accent despite having never been to Italy or studied the language. GBnews.com is where this story comes from. A London grandmother has developed an Italian accent and begun using Italian phrases after recovering from a stroke, despite never having visited Italy or learned the language. Althea Bryden, 58, from Highbury, London, suffered a stroke in May that initially left her unable to speak for 3 months. The medically retired customer service advisor now finds herself unconsciously speaking with an Italian accent and using phrases like Mamma Mia, Bambino, and Si in her daily conversations. Bryden, who lives with her husband, Winston, 63, is awaiting formal diagnosis for what doctors believe many may be foreign accent syndrome, a rare neurological condition typically associated with brain injury. I feel like someone is impersonating me, she said. On May 4th, Mr. Bryden found his wife unresponsive in bed with her face drooping on one side, prompting him to immediately call an ambulance. At the hospital, Bryden's condition deteriorated as she lost both her ability to speak and sensation in the upper right side of her body. The only thing I could do was point, she said. Doctors gave me a notepad, then I realized I couldn't write because I'm right-handed, and if someone wrote something down, I could not read it. She was diagnosed with aphasia, a condition affecting language and speech abilities. I felt like a shell of the person I once was. I was so alone and isolated, I remember feeling just totally lost. After a 9-day hospital stay, she was discharged on the 13th. Doctors later discovered Bryden's stroke was caused by a carotid web, a rare structure in her neck, disrupting blood flow to the brain. She underwent surgery to move the blockage in August, following readmission to the hospital late July. During a recovery in intensive care, she suddenly regained her ability to speak when responding to a nurse checking her blood pressure. Completely out of the blue, I just started speaking. But the more I spoke, the more confused we all became. To her surprise, she found herself speaking with an Italian accent and unconsciously using Italian words. I have no idea I'm about to do it. My brain just converts the English words into Italian. Oy vey, Dave.
Italian, not Jewish.
That's a spicy meatball right there.
Do you think she got this is my little Nona. Now I can make lasagna for my little boys.
She was using words like Bambino.
Save big this holiday season. All in the Kroger app. Buy two, get three free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Then get a flavorful Kroger spiral sliced ham for 89 cents a pound with an additional $25 purchase. Limit two, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It'll be interesting to hear more. Hopefully they comment. And God damn it, I got a fucking eyelash in my eye. Will that go?
Stay tuned, Dave. Stay tuned, everybody, as Dave attempts to remove an eyelash from his eye.
And now attempts to read a story.
One-eyed reading news reporter, Dave.
I am the one-eyed bandit. Maybe that should change. This comes from the Nottingham Post. Parents in Wales are up in arms over a council's decision to require them to come into school to change their children if they have an accident. The new policy, set to take effect next term in Blaenau Gwent schools, applies to reception and nursery pupils who are not yet potty trained. The council claims that the time spent by teachers on changing children is taking away from teaching and learning time, citing an increase injuries in children starting school without being fully potty trained. However, one parent has spoken out against the policy, calling it discriminatory and unfair, as many children, despite their parents' best efforts, are not fully potty trained when they start school. The parent, whose three-year-old son is due to start nursery in January, is reconsidering sending him to school, arguing that it is impractical for parents to leave work to change their children and that it would disrupt the school's routine. A father has voiced his concerns over the health and safety implications of a policy that could leave children in soiled clothing until a parent arrives, especially as his son, who is currently being potty trained, is still prone to accidents. He said, "It's obviously a parent's responsibility to potty train, but my view is, if you look at the literature, is that children hit their milestones at different ages. We are still undecided whether to send our school to school nursery next term." The unnamed father has lodged a complaint with Dr. Louisa Monroe Morris, Bladel Gwent's director of education. In response to the new policy, NAHT, CIREMU National Secretary, Laura Doelle said, "We have had some school leaders reporting that an increasing number of children in school are not always hitting these key milestones before they arrive, including self-care needs," adding that the school leaders have welcomed the intervention by Bladel Gwent on this matter and are collaborating with local authority to ensure children receive the necessary support. Doelle emphasized the need of additional assistance, stating, "Of course, where children have additional needs, it is vital that they and their families are provided with extra support they need from the appropriate agencies." I mean, think about it, Tony. If you had to go and change your cat's diaper or something like that, at the if they're at daycare.
That's a horrible example.
I'm trying to put it into a frame of reference here, okay?
Yeah, let's use a litter box, Steve.
I don't know. You could use a pit diaper.
It's out there. You go. I'd send your kid there with a pit diaper on. Maybe that's a new specialist position in schools, is the potty changer.
That would be awful. That would be a shit job.
Well, speaking of interesting ways to take care of problems, sex workers in Zimbabwe, Dave, they're turning to baby socks as condom shortages deepen. Sex workers in Zimbabwe are turning to unconventional methods, including using baby socks to protect themselves and their clients, as a critical shortage of condoms continues to affect several communities. All this is coming from townflex.com, by the way. Despite the government's denial of a nationwide shortage, areas like Epworth, Matori, Masvingo, Harar, and Siki are experiencing several supply issues. According to the reports from Health Times, the shortage is due to the combination of delayed restocking by health facilities, hoarding by some sex workers, and alleged mismanagement of supplies by healthcare workers. As a result, sex workers are being forced to improvise. Precious Musindo, the founder of Springs of Life Zimbabwe, a sex worker-led organization, explained the dire situation. "Currently, we are facing a challenge accessing condoms. Supplies are limited. So as sex workers, we are opting to use newborn baby socks," Musindo said. "You fold them, insert them, and they prevent fluids and sperm from reaching the cervix. These makeshift solutions, however, come with significant risks. Once the baby socks become damp, they are washed and reused, further increasing the potential for infection. In areas like Kombono Yatsva in Epworth, some sex workers even collect discarded baby socks from mothers to use in their work. The shortage is worsening health risks, as many sex workers are struggling to access proper health care services. With business slow and financial pressures mounting, some workers are ignoring sexually transmitted infections, opting to continue working rather than seek treatment." Musindo emphasized, "Given the current economy, sometimes we go home empty-handed. Even when someone contracts an STI, many choose to ignore it and continue working just to earn a living." Dr. Madzema, CEO of the National AIDS Council, denied there was a nationwide condom shortage, claiming the country had sufficient supplies for now. However, international donors like the U.S. President's Emergency Plan for AIDS Relief have announced they will stop funding condom programs by 2026, heightening concerns for the future.
Use a condom, everyone.
Ew. They're like using the dirty baby ones. I mean, it's just kind of, it's really, it's so far removed from the first world country we live in, Dave.
You know what, when you make that, you know, casual joke of first world problems, from now on, just use this as reference.
Right.
Again, yeah. That way, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, good Lord. Well, I have one more story there, Tony. I don't know about you.
Nope.
But I have a story from the Telegraph, .co.uk. A Spanish couple have been arrested on suspicion of murder. Oh, wait. Hold on.
Dun, right. Dun, dun.
Hold on.
You're getting screwed over by the news site, aren't you?
Well, I read the news, and now when I came back to it, it's making me have an account. So, like, you piece of shit.
We go back to the riveting segment that was you removing an eyelash from your eye? Can we go back to that?
Yes. Allow me to reenact that.
Dave is also wearing a Nerf shirt, it looks like, today. Is that Nerf?
I do.
It's got Nerf guns on it. It's pretty sweet. It's the first thing I noticed when he jumped on here today.
It's colorful. Okay, I have it now.
All right.
To BBC News.
Yeah.
This comes to you from BBCnews.com.
Woohoo!
Or BBC.com. Yeah. A Google Street View image of a man loading a large white plastic bag into the boot of his car has helped unravel a murder case in a northern Spanish town, police say. The Google app allows users to see images of streets around the world filmed by cars mounted with cameras. It captured the exact moment the body of the victim was allegedly being removed. Two people were arrested last month, accused of being responsible for the disappearance and murder of a man in October of last year. His body was then dismembered and remains were found in a cemetery last week. This was the first time in 15 years that the Google car had been to the town of Tejuco in the northern province of Soria. Officials say another photo sequence shows the blurred silhouette of someone transporting a large white bundle in a wheelbarrow. However, police say that the images were not decisive in solving the case. Male victim, said by El País, a newspaper, is said to be a 33-year-old Cuban national and was reported missing in October of 2023 after a relative received text messages from the victim's phone, which he found suspicious. The relative told police that they said the victim had met a woman and was leaving Spain and would be getting rid of his phone. On November 12th this year, police arrested a woman said to be the missing man's partner and a man said to be her ex-partner. Earlier this month, a severely decomposed torso thought to be the victim's was dug up in a nearby cemetery. The accused have been remanded in custody and the investigation continues. So Google Street View helps solve a murder case.
You can't get away with anything anymore, can you, Dave?
No. They're always watching. Always watching.
I feel like we've kind of grown up in this gigantic change in society, especially when we talk about the difference between first world and third world, right? Like, as kids, no one had phones, no one had cell phones, then there's cell phones, now there's cameras everywhere, like, everybody's connected. I think we're over-connected, to be honest with you. Not to get too deep here on the oddity, but that would be my...
Oh my God, that so would be, political.
That would be my view.
PC stands for political content. Look at that.
Oh, no.
Well, thank you for joining us on the latest edition of the Oddity News here on the Oddity News Network, the Chairshot Radio Network, also known as thechairshot.com. I almost fucked that up big time. Yes. We enjoy coming out with all these great stories, so we hope that you enjoy. And if you did enjoy, let us know that you've enjoyed it. As Tunny always says, you can send your hate mail to...
And it's me, DPP.
Yeah, yeah. Send it to DPP. Send it to DP. That way we can let him know. He can let us know. And that way, if you've got content... And you want us to read your stories, you could actually whistle it. We understand. Morse code. We're always listening. We've got it on. It's right here, right next to me. Just beep, 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 beep. And it'll say something about some type of fucked up shit. And it gets wild. But yeah, please, let's have some more stories to share here on the Oddity News. And as always, for PC Tiny, I'm Dave Wirtz. This has been the Oddity News, and let's keep that news ridiculous.
TheChairShot.com.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health. A world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.